News Talk 1620 WTAW, a few minutes with Chuck Glenwinkle, the College Station Independent School District. First, let's hear about the art fair that's taking place on Saturday at Rock Prairie Elementary.
And it'll be from 10 o'clock Saturday morning to 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon. And it is a great opportunity for our College Station ISD artists to showcase their talents and abilities. There'll be art from all the way from Head Start students who are 3 and 4 years old up to seniors in high school. So you can run the gamut of all different types of art at all levels. And it's just a good time. A lot of people usually come out and check it out. And good viewing.
All sorts of different media, I suppose, involved. You get your paintings and your sculptures. And
It's all there. A lot of even stuff like paper mache and watercolors and you name it. You'll be able to see it there in the Rock Prairie Gymnasium.
Anybody estimate the number of entries on a
The last, it should be probably, I think it's around 1,000. So there are quite a few entries in the art show. There are basically it's partitioned out, those partitions that you can fold and bend and weave around. It's almost like a maze in there, so you can walk around and look at art for hours. It's a wonderful event, and I highly suggest the public going out. It's free of charge. Just walk in and check out all the art that the students in the district have put together.
Give me the date and the times again.
It'll be this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Rock Prairie Elementary Gymnasium.
Perfect time to do that.
Absolutely.
What else is going on?
Well, I just wanted to mention that Friday, May 27th, I think I'll be in here before then again, but I wanted people to be able to get it on their calendars. Like we usually do, that's the last day of school. It's also the day of graduation, and we will let out early that day. Our campuses will let out early. Venture, Leap, and New Leaf campuses over at Timber Academy are going to let out at noon. Intermediate, middle, and high schools will be released at 12:45, and all elementary schools will be released at 1:30. Again, that's the last day of school. Friday, March 27th, we'll have an early release.
All right. What else?
Well, got an election coming up Saturday, May 14th. We do have two contested races for CSISD Board of Trustees, places 6 and 7. Place 6 is being vacated by Charlotte Slack, who's not seeking re-election. And you know, that election is between Kimberly McAdams and James Lancaster. And then place 7 is Valerie Yokin versus Richard Howe. So I just wanted to take this opportunity to remind everybody to put it on their calendars to go out and vote.
Early voting, I believe, begins next week.
That's correct.
So do your district proud and get out there and get that business taken care of.
And one other thing I had to mention, Bill, was we had 10 students qualify for the state UIL meet recently. They did well enough in the Region 2 academic meet to qualify for the state meet, and as a squad at the regional meet, Consol finished second at the regional meet. The 10 students that qualified were Adam Wang, Amy Zhang, Catherine Ray, Michelle Liu, Kevin Lee, Alina Dupkadagata, Brooke Versall, Kinsen Lee, Zachary Ru, and Bruce Zhang. And all of these guys, they're competing in events like editorial writing and computer science and number sense and news writing and all these events. And they will be competing for not only individual state championship, but a team state championship coming up later on this month. And matter of fact, A&M Consolidated has won the state academic championship 3 times in its past, 1997, 2005, and 2006, I believe. Consol was the academic state champion. So they're going to be going for a 4th state championship here in a couple weeks at the state UIL meet.
Can't wait to hear how that all comes out.
That's about all I had on
all
my
right.
list today,
well,
Bill.
A reminder, go to the website, csisd.org, and keep in tab with what's happening in the district.
Absolutely. CSISD.org. You can check us out on Facebook. Search for CSISD on Facebook. Same thing with Twitter. We're all over the place. If you can't find us, give me a call at 979-764-5477.
Terrific. Appreciate the visit as always.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Chuck Glenwinkle, College Station Independent Schools, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.